Now our study today brings us to the 29th chapter of the book of 1 Samuel. And if you have your Bible, and we'll turn there, and if you have our notes. Now in this particular section, we do not have any extended notes because of the fact that we have felt that this section is one that we did not need to develop, as it more or less tells its own story. We're following now the story of David and Saul, and very shortly the story of Saul is coming to an end. We saw last time that David became very much discouraged and despondent, and he wanted to, as it were, throw in the towel, and he left the land. God never told him to leave any more than he told Abraham to leave, but again, on Abraham's part, it was a lapse of faith, and on the part of David, it's a lapse of faith. So he stepped out of the land and actually moved over into the country of Philistia, which definitely was the enemies of his people. And so he went over there and spent some time there and became a very good friend of the king. Now, what happened was that war broke out again between the Philistines and the Israelites, and David found himself in a very awkward spot, but he felt obligated to stay with these folk that he had been with, that is, Achish, the king of the Philistines, at least one of the chiefs of the Philistines, was one that David was now a friend with, and he had befriended David. David had befriended him, and David felt that he should be his ally. But God intervened and prevented David from attacking his own people. And this, may I say, was a narrow escape for him, and had not God intervened, David would have done something he would have regretted the rest of his life. You know, Christian friend, today, you and I do not realize how many times God intervenes in our lives. You and I sometimes step over the boundary of where God wants us to be or what He wants us to do. And we make what the young people label today a boo-boo. And when we make a boo-boo, why, God intervenes many times to keep us from absolutely and probably committing a terrible sin that we would regret the rest of our lives. I'm sure that many of you can look back upon your lives and you can record and register many such effects and affairs as that in your life.